You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're talking tools and women. We'll be running through the tool aisle, sharing our picks for what's got the power we need without the bulk and heft we don't need. Special guest and celebrity designer Nicole Sassaman, who's often found on the job site wearing stilettos and her Gucci tool belt, will be sharing her tool faves with us too. We're giving away the Passload fuel-powered cordless 16-gauge angle finish nailer that offers cordless convenience and lightweight freedom even in the tightest spots. We have Stanley's do-it-yourself tool set packed with stud sensor, torpedo level, hammer, staple gun, glue gun, pliers, and more. And for the younger fix-it-up girls, we're ready to give away a pink tool belt and a cute toddler tool belt from Girl Gear Industries. So if you want to know about tools or women, and if you like what's up for grabs, stay tuned. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit codifydesign.com. That's C-O-D-I-F-Y design.
Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa.
And we've been busy.
If you look up chaos in the dictionary, that's this week.
Pretty much. Chaos is, you know, our theme of our life. That's why we're fixing it up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we have my beachside life, we'll call you.
I don't think anyone really wants to tune in for my beachside life. It'd be rather boring. You'd be sitting there on the beach, probably naked, with a beer in your hand and asleep.
Who doesn't want to watch that show?
I don't. Your mother probably doesn't. She'd be embarrassed. Your children, our neighbors, my friends, my mother.
Why do I have to be naked, for crying out loud? Can't I just sit there like a regular person, have a regular life?
I don't think you would. I think you would take it to the extreme as everything else in your life, hon.
Just because I bought the world's most broken house.
Oh my goodness, is it broken? But we're fixing it. We've been working on the porch, we've been working on the kitchen, and we're getting ready, hopefully, to finish working on the roof.
Yes, that all those projects are in various stages of what I call green lighting.
Yes.
As we move along, we green lighted the... I'm sorry, I was about to interrupt you.
You
were.
That's fine.
That's all right, because you're in a constant thought.
Well, I was just going to say that we just booked Dean and Derek, who have a show called Indoors Out.
Yes.
Yes.
I love those guys.
And it made me think about our beautiful pergola that we have in our backyard, made of Western Red Cedar.
Yes. Oh, it's
and how
succulent.
Our outside is in and our inside is out, basically, at our house. It looks like a lumber yard, not really a retreat on our outside. So,
no, again, not consistent with the beach fix it up life show I want to do.
But extremely consistent with the My Fix It Up Life show, which is what you're inside right now.
About 80% of our driveway is consumed with DaVinci Roofscape shingles.
Mm-hmm.
Good news, they're here.
Well,
Bad news is I have to put them on in like February. I want it to be colder. Maybe I can put them on in Alaska.
Uh-huh. That would be an entirely different thing. I won't be involved in that. Transporting the house and everything, no, not my deal. But we're also getting ready for the holidays, too, and hung our, well, tool belts that we use as stockings in our house this week.
Yes, I love doing that every year. Even though this year our decorations and the lights and things of that nature, the last conversation we had about it, we're going to be very minimal this year.
Yeah, we have to be, because we are working on our kitchen and we've got cabinets coming, appliances coming, and we don't really have the space to have a tree or anything up, really.
It's seriously.
Safely.
Yeah, like many people who've remodeled a kitchen, you got to put what's in the kitchen somewhere else. And in our case, it's the dining room. Is that what that room's called?
It's kind of a catch-all right now. It's got the refrigerator, it has the eating table, it has
piece
tools,
of furniture that serves as our paper plate dispensary.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's pretty much everything. And then, you know, our baby's toys all over the floor.
Exactly. And his favorite toys right now are trains.
Trains, yes, that's true.
And I'm very proud to say his grandmother, my mother, your mother-in-law, was torturing our child by hitching the trains together.
Yeah, Jack's thing is that he doesn't think that the engine should be attached to any of the cars of the train, so they should all be working independently, not together. I guess he's showing that he doesn't like teamwork. I don't know.
I don't think we should overthink it, but he did show he's got quite an arm, because when he separated train one from train two, he gunned the cars across the room.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very clear about what he wants and what he does not want to happen.
Focus, young man.
Yes.
Yeah, still a baby, not quite a toddler.
No, we have an agreement, a very special agreement that I have made with our son, that until he's 18 months, he will still be a baby.
Yes, and apparently he's your baby.
He's agreed with me on that so that I can call him baby until he's 18 months, and then at that time, we'll make the switch into toddler.
Now
he's cool with it.
Our little boy's favorite tools are trucks.
Well, he also likes tape measure, too. He's been playing with that quite a bit lately.
Yeah, we have a tape measure that I don't know where it came from. Is it extra? I don't know. I have about 80 of them. Anyway, he's been using that and moving it around in his hands and stuff and exploring it. It's really cute.
One of the few things that don't have wheels attached to it that he likes.
Right.
Yeah, most everything. And maybe Stanley should make a tape measure with wheels on it for our son.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd like to go in a full-scale
the
global production.
The truck tape measure, exactly.
Yeah, I'll call up to Stanley today. I'll call to Britain and say, you know, can you go in a global production for one
for our
child's tool? Yeah, I'm sure they'd be glad to say yes.
Yeah, for the second one, because the first one will probably cost $1 million, but the second one will only cost a couple bucks to make.
Totally, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
We'll take the second one.
We'll take the second one. Yeah, you guys can use the first one. Sell it on eBay.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I'm excited about today's show. We're talking about tools and women.
Two of my favorite topics. I'll be saying that every time you say tools and women.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not cheesy or anything.
No. And not typical, you know.
Hi.
Now.
This is Mark reporting from the Caged Animal Institute. How may I direct your call, growl?
Okay, everyone is questioning my taste in men right now, so...
Nobody's got any questions.
Moving on. we have a special guest today, Nicole Sassaman, and she has won HGTV's Designers Challenge, and she's been on the Style Network's Area, Fine Living's Lulu's House, and she also has a Gucci tool belt, Mark.
Yeah, me too. No problem, everybody. Yeah. Everybody's got that. I'm sponsored by Gucci.
You are.
What is Gucci?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's also into not only designing for celebrities, but she's also into designer shoes, too.
Yes. And she is a full-on contractor, real estate person. She's got an iron in every fire, it seems.
She does. So I'm pretty excited to talk to her today and find out what she's up to right now.
And when we can hang out.
You and her, or me and her, or us?
All of us, you know, just hang.
Yeah, I don't really think that's the first question you should lead with. We would like her to stay on the line for longer than that.
There could be a reason why I don't have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're giving away some really cool things today, too.
Yes. Can you run it down for us?
I can. I can do a check down for you.
Oh, check down.
Check
all right.
Down.
All right there.
Check one.
Here we are in the NFL. I don't like that defense. Calling a timeout.
Oh, well.
Moving in the shotgun.
We're giving away Passload fuel-powered cordless 16-gauge angled finished nailer, which is a very cool tool.
Yes, I've had earlier versions of this tool, and you will agree. It's that orange tool you see all over DIY Network and HGTV. We'll talk more about that later.
And we're giving away Stanley's Do-It-Herself tool set, which has pretty much everything you can imagine in it. Stud sensor, torpedo level, hammer, staple gun, glue gun, pliers. And it comes in a tool bag. It's pretty awesome.
Also comes with $1 million.
It does not come with $1 million.
I imagined it.
Okay. And we're also giving away...
Me.
Yes.
Get out.
We're giving you away. I probably have to pay someone to take you. We're giving away from Girl Gear Industries a pink tool belt and a cute toddler tool belt, which are pretty cute and awesome. And then we're using in our house for our holiday stockings for our children.
Absolutely. Lexi was running around in one this week, if I recall.
Yes, she was. She wouldn't take it off. She uses her tool belt for all kinds of things, not just tools.
Oh, she puts all kinds of, like, hair stuff and hoobie whatty in there. And hoobie whatty is dad speak for I don't know what my daughter has.
For all those little shiny things that girls like that Mark can't see. It's smaller than a 2x4. He's no idea what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And, you know, if you are interested in getting one of these cute tool belts for your kids, Girl Gear Industries has extended a promotional code for us to give to our listeners.
We have arrived, by the way. When you have a promotional code...
We call it a promo code, really.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay, apparently you've arrived because I thought it was still a promotional code.
It's a holiday special of 25% off. If you use the code MyFixItUpLife09, and that will be on our website, too.
Oh, check it out. Our website is MyFixItUpLife.com.
And we'll be back in just a minute for more on My Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com. You are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Welcome back. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It was a good commercial break. I enjoyed it.
That's excellent work.
Thank you.
We're at one of my favorite sections of the show. By the way, they're all one of my favorite sections of the show.
Uh-huh.
Are they even sections?
I think every section that you're in is your favorite, dear.
Well, if you're a megalomaniac like I am, easy for you to say. It's Fix It Up Finds. It's what's hot in the world of home improvement and fix it up lifing.
Mm-hmm.
I've created a new category.
Uh-huh.
What are your, Teresa, Fix It Up Finds? Well, this week, I really don't know.
I am totally excited to share my Fix It Up Finds this week. I found a cool website that has green gadgets listed on it, and I think I sent out a Facebook posting or Twittered about this earlier this week or last week. It's awesome.
Well, yeah, and you've got to follow us on Twitter. Is that what you do on Twitter? You follow people?
We follow people. They follow us. We follow each other. It's, you know, a whole community of following each other around.
Right. Mm-hmm. I just speak in iambic pentameter on Twitter.
I guess there are no leaders. They're just followers.
If you're type B personality, you're on Twitter.
Well, I don't think so.
I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's no categorizing Twitter.
Moving forward, moving backward, you know, my Fix It Up Finds this week, green gadgets. I found some cool ones. And I found a water-powered clock. Oh, yes, a water-powered clock.
Sure. Is it a mill from the 1900s?
It's a $16 clock that runs entirely on water mixed with a squeeze. Oh, yes, a squeeze of lemon. And a full tank with juice will work the clock for 6 to 8 weeks.
Hey, cool.
Yes, very cool.
That's awesome. Also sounds like a cocktail, which I could be having on my Beach It Up Life.
Uh-huh. And you can find that at bedollwhatsnext.com. I also found a cool flashlight. It's a BOGO light that is charged completely by the sun. And the light is designed to last for 20 years and provides 5 hours of light on just one charge.
Totally cool.
Now, this light was developed with help from NASA. And it was Time Magazine gift pick for this year, too. And if you buy one of these BOGO lights, the company then sends you a list of charities. You choose from the list, and they will send that charity a BOGO light also.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
And they're $40 if you want to visit Amazon to buy one.
Do well, do good.
Mm-hmm. I also found, you know, Samsung has a Reclaim cell phone that they're selling that's made entirely out of corn-based bioplastic.
Wow.
Yeah, and it is 80% recyclable.
Really?
And you can do all of those cool smartphone things like GPS and log on to Twitter and Twitter with us.
Yeah, definitely follow us on Twitter. Did I say that 5 minutes ago?
I don't really think so.
No.
It's $250, and I found it on the site Anything for Wireless. Now...
Can I interrupt you for just 1 second?
Yes.
Two things. Why a corn-based bioplastic is relevant?
Yes.
You know, plastic is plastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people don't know that plastic is made out of oil.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a petroleum byproduct. So that's one. And two, what are the chances that my Fix-It-Up finds are going to happen this weekend?
Well, the show's called Women in Tools, and I'm a woman. So I'm going to keep going forward.
So JT, our producer this week, and I are just going to sit here and watch you talk.
And enjoy, you know, all of the energy that's just like dripping off of my femaleness.
Okay, I'll call the Da Vinci Code and see what we can pull together on
you
that.
You guys can celebrate me. Celebrate me and all of my Fix-It-Up finds. I will allow that as, you know, the goddess of my Fix-It-Up life.
Note to self, taking it too far.
Oh, sorry. So I also found a cool solar backpack that is pretty awesome.
Put it on the children. Send them out for the weekend. See you on Monday.
Well, you can power MP3 players, cell phones, and other stuff. And that's $220 from Amazon. But you know what my favorite Fix-It-Up find this week is?
Evidently, there's one more.
There totally is one more.
Stay tuned when next week Mark chimes in with his Fix-It-Up finds.
So, you know, the topic today is women and tools. And, you know, Habitat has this cool program called Women Build.
And we're talking about Habitat for Humanity.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, yeah, habitat.org is their website.
I see.
And it's a volunteer program for women who want to learn construction skills and make a difference by building homes. And they have cool classes that help women learn how to use tools, how to build simple projects and things. And in Philadelphia, where we are locally,
right,
they have one of these classes. It's on Saturdays from February 20th to March 13th. And it's $295 to do it every Saturday between, I think it's 4 Saturdays between those dates.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That is cool. And on 4 Saturdays, working with some Habitat people, you could really get your feet wet and know what's going on.
Well, and the cool thing about it is the classes are taught by women for women so that, you know, a lot of women feel a little bit uncomfortable being around men who might be a little bit aggressive, Mark, and, you know, might be a little demanding, Mark, on the job site. And so, you know, it's a more comfortable environment to learn how to use tools and how to build things.
I have to say, Mark, that when I came up in the trades working for various framers, it was run 'em and gun 'em. Every third word was a swear.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you were running and sweat was pouring off of you like rain, you weren't moving fast enough. Guys screaming, more roof when they wanted plywood. And I might not have had the most, I don't know, say gentle initiation into the trades to teach that class, you know.
No, and you'd probably have to wear a dress because it's taught by women.
Not a problem there.
Okay. So more information about the Women Build programs, and they're all over the country too. You can check out their website at habitat.org/WB/, and find out when the next Women Build project or class is going on in your area.
Yeah, and location.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So I don't really think that we have time for your Fix-It-Up finds, Mark.
So stay tuned for next week's program where you'll hear Mark's Fix-It-Up finds, which include...
Mark?
How about we take a break?
I think that's a great idea. We'll be back in just a minute.
I can't even say we'll be back in just a minute. Nope. With my Fix-It-Up life.
There you go.
Portions of My Fix-It-Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you their exclusive homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. They also offer natural aromatherapy oil, perfumes, and soy candles. All of Green Street Luxury products are made with natural oils and ingredients, and most of their products are vegan or vegetarian friendly. Green Street Luxuries keeps packaging simple to keep the price down for you and to stay environmentally friendly. Their containers are recyclable, renewable, and sustainable. And they donate 5% of annual sales to local charities. Healthy skin, environmentally friendly, and affordable. Why not try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. That's greenstreetlux.com. Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life, and I think we have a caller on the line, Mark.
I love callers on the line. It validates my existence, which this show, today's show, doesn't.
No, but it's not really.
Validates me shutting up.
Yeah, basically. Again, women, hello, me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Before we alienate our caller, maybe we should find out who it is. Who is there?
Hi, guys. It's Molly from Boston.
Oh, Bean City.
Oh, no. Mark's going to talk in his Boston accent.
Yes. I am from that area of the country.
Oh, well, that's fun.
I grew up down the Cape of Good Cod.
Well, I'm from just north of there, about Marshfield.
Oh, Marshfield. Yeah, that's a nice place.
Yeah.
All right. But are you in Boston now?
I am currently Medford.
Oh, Medford. My college roommate lived in Medford. I've been there a number of times.
Okay.
Okay, so now that we've taken this stroll down memory lane.
What can we do to help you, Molly, today?
Yeah. Well, I just bought a house with my fiancé in Medford, and we need to fill our basement with some tools.
Oh, cool.
So we've got some things that we need to do, but nothing too crazy. So we're just trying to figure out what the easiest things we can get that I can use and that he can use and that's not too overwhelming.
Oh.
I see.
So have you guys done projects in the past?
No.
Okay.
So
you're just totally getting
newbies to these things.
Oh, cool. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. And congratulations on having on the new house, too.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
And fiance, which means, at least it means in English, that you're getting married.
Yes, that does mean in English we're getting married. hopefully next August.
Oh, that's great. You can send your invitations to My Fix It Up Life.
Oh, Lord.
All right. All
please.
Right. Okay. I'll stop.
I'm going to have a meditative break. So what kinds of projects are you planning? Do you have anything in mind that you have, like, the top five or top one that you're planning to do?
Yeah. Before we get in, we need to do some painting and just pretty much the simple things like curtain rods and that stuff. So that's the beginning. The house does need new bathrooms and kitchens, but that's kind of on the two-year plan.
Mm.
So
that's how long it takes me to remodel a bathroom, so you can use me as your contractor.
He spends most of that time in the tub as the contractor.
I install a Whirlpool tub, then I sit there for days on end.
You make sure it's working properly,
yeah,
right?
He's testing it out.
I don't want any leaks. And I also make you bring me pizza.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I wear a wetsuit. It's not a big deal.
Well, Molly, there are some basic tools that we always have in our tool belts and that we always reach for, right, Molly?
Yes. And the it seems obvious, but step one would actually be a tool belt itself.
That's so true.
It is. And a lot of people get intimidated and they're like, oh, I don't need that. I only do it sometimes. You know, I don't want to look like Mark. Various things like that. But more often than not, I see people who are just starting out like you, whose projects take longer and are more difficult because they put their tools down like on the windowsill, then they climb up a ladder, and they need to measure something, and where are the tools? On the windowsill.
See? Yeah, it is very frustrating. It's so much easier to have, you know, everything right there.
Yeah, and you can just get a cheapo schmeepo cotton, you know, whatever those little aprons are, and just put some stuff in there.
Yeah,
you
don't
You don't have to go crazy. So I would say step one is a tool belt itself.
Mm-hmm.
Next one would be a good 25-foot tape measure.
Very true.
Yeah, and Stanley makes a good one called a power lock. And then you have to be powerful to use it, though. Like, you have to lift weights and stuff.
No, you don't.
Hopefully you're in shape.
The power lock means that it locks when you're measuring something so that you don't have to, you know, hold on to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, to keep it out.
Basic hammer is another one.
Mm-hmm.
And then before I give you this giant piece of guidance, I have to ask, the house that you've purchased, do you know how old it is?
I think it's about 1956, between that, or it's 1965-ish, in that area.
Sure, sure, yeah. Which means somebody probably didn't write something down correctly on a form that you read, or they wrote it both ways.
Yeah, exactly. So, and there's also other things we don't know the dates for, because they're just not giving us the information. So.
Oh, awesome.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Hopefully it's nothing major. So first of all, get a home inspection, okay?
Yep.
Second of all, you're probably going to have plaster board in there, which is, if you know what drywall is or sheetrock,
yep,
it's a precursor to that material. And it's a sheet good like drywall, but it's basically it like someone took the sidewalk and nailed it to your inside walls.
Mm.
So I would recommend that you get a cordless drill. And a smallish one is a 14.4 volt drill.
Okay.
And get it with a hammer drill function.
Hmm.
That will enable you to drill in these very hard materials. Okay. And it'll be like an all-in-one kind of thing.
Okay. So those are for my pictures and things that I would like to do.
Yeah, and it'll be even for hanging curtain rods and things of that nature.
Okay.
And I imagine you'll be using a lot of hollow wall anchors and things of that like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you've got to drill the hole without blowing through the wall and the masonry, the ability to drill with the hammer drill function might just help you out quite a bit. Or you can just go out and drill holes in your sidewalk.
Yeah, and it'll save you tons of time and frustration later, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else would I...
Pencil.
Number two Ticonderoga.
You always want to keep a pencil in your tool belt. Yeah, always, always, always.
Yeah, in case a flash SAT or PSAT test happens.
Well, and a square, too, is something we always use.
Yeah, it's called a speed square or a tri-square, which...
it's actually shaped like a triangle.
Yeah, shaped like a triangle, so you can get those.
A 5-in-1 tool is always a good thing to have,
too. I use that constantly. You can find that... if it's not in the tool aisle, it's in the paint aisle at like a Lowe's or a Home Depot.
Is one of the 5-in-1 functions is opening paint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in paint, you said you wanted to paint.
Yes, we do want to paint.
I would get a couple things and I'd spend a few bucks on one or two really good paintbrushes.
Okay.
A lot of people go and they get the pack of throwaway, whatever, paintbrushes for 10 cents. And what I really recommend is like a Purdy or a Wooster. Both have weird spellings. Purdy is, my wife is Purdy.
Oh my goodness.
That's horrifying. She is wearing a cute red dress today.
Thank you, Tony.
That's besides the point.
Uh-huh.
Molly, have you decided to hang up yet? Or did you just put the phone down on your desk?
I'm still here, guys. Don't worry.
Good. Okay. I would get a Purdy paintbrush.
And
a 3.5-inch angled paintbrush.
Uh-huh.
And Purdy makes a good one. Wooster makes a good one. In fact, you can get Wooster at a Benjamin Moore store. Some cotton drop cloths, like some cloth ones, not the plastic ones, so you can reuse them. And a really good roller pan, the more rugged ones than the cheapo ones. And that set will pretty much get you through.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you want to go Mac Daddy, you get some power tools.
Okay.
And Makita makes a really good 7-piece kit. Comes in a bag, and it's got all the Mac Daddy stuff. But that might be for phase two when you call us back and let us know how the paint job went.
Yes, that will be phase two.
All right. Well, Molly, it has been fabulous talking with you. Say hi to Boston for me.
Oh, my goodness.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling.
And we'll be back. We will be back next with celebrity designer Nicole Sassaman on My Fix It Up Life.
Did you know that melanoma skin cancer is the most frequent cancer found in women aged 25 to 29? I didn't know either until my sister-in-law was diagnosed. With the help of her children, family, and friends, she fought the disease and worked hard to educate her community about melanoma. She was not able to see that the legacy of her work led to more than $150,000 raised for melanoma research, and that at least 8 lives have been saved by early detection. She lost her battle with melanoma at age 38. The National Cancer Institute estimates that there will be more than 1 million new cases of skin cancer by the end of this year, and that every hour one person dies from melanoma. The good news is that melanoma is preventable and treatable if you use sunscreen with SPF 15 or greater, and always get any new spots on your skin checked by a dermatologist. Don't wait. Late-stage melanoma rarely responds to therapy. Brought to you by the Melanoma Information Network. To learn more, visit the Melanoma Information Network on Facebook today.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Oh, nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing.
And we are back, and you're inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
My husband, Mark.
And we're holding hands and looking, staring longingly into each other's eyes. Not really.
No, we're not actually.
No, we have someone on the line.
We do. We have celebrity designer Nicole Sassaman, and she's been on the Style Network's Area, Fine Living's Lulu House, and she has won HGTV's Designers Challenge as well, and I'm excited to talk to her.
I am too. She looks like, well, let's get her going.
Yeah, she looks like she can pretty much do everything.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So jealousy is going to be the theme for Mark.
Probably.
Let's get her on the line. Nicole, are you there?
I am here. My ears are burning. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. And I don't know if you heard the first part of that introduction, but I'm so wildly jealous of you and all the things that you're doing that I'm going to just bow out of the phone call and you and Teresa can chat.
Yeah, he's very jealous of you.
Come and join me. Southern California. We can knock some walls down.
Rock on. I can do that.
He can. He's very good at that. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very true. Yeah. And, you know, I read on your website that you have a Gucci tool belt.
I do.
Yeah, I'm jealous of that.
Yes, yeah. Everyone is. They're like, where did I get one of those?
Can you get one of those? Is that specially made for you?
It was especially made for me, yes. Lucky me, along with some, I've got all kinds of really fun and designery, glittery tools for people.
Oh, wow. I'm jealous.
That's pretty cool.
All right, I'm joining Mark in being jealous of you.
So this interview will be brought to you by Silence. hope you're having a good time.
So what do you keep in your Gucci tool belt?
Well, this year, one of my favorite additions is a new type of a drill. It's a lithium ion drill that allows it to be much smaller. It's like a 7-inch size drill.
Oh,
very nice. So it's good for everyone, but in particularly fabulous for women because it's small. And that type of energy charging also makes it much stronger and more powerful than a regular drill.
Awesome.
And just about everybody's making it, which is the other good thing. They're easy to find.
Absolutely, yeah. We use lithium ion powered tools in our place, from impact drivers to rotary hammers to the whole thing. So,
Right. Yeah,
we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that would be a great present, a great gift idea for a woman in anybody's life, too.
That's a really good one.
So Nicole, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions that are, I'm going to lead into it with, you've got your Gucci tool belt, you're hanging out with Gucci people, which would, I don't even know what that means.
He doesn't. He has no idea what that means.
You've done design work for Quentin Tarantino. You're on every TV show that I've ever heard of. You've won Design Challenge on HGTV. You've written books. You're writing a book. You've got a great website. You're a real estate guru. I'm not done yet.
Wait. Ian.
I got to get the question
out.
Okay, go ahead. Got to get the question up.
Go ahead.
So the question is of a personal nature, which is, when do you sleep? Is it at night? Are you a vampire? What's
so funny? Honestly, there's not a second of rest in my day. It's kind of go, 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 that's for sure. But no, I'm a pretty normal person. I have a nice home life. I do sleep.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, we have a 1-year-old son. If you want to trade us some of that sleep, put it in a jar and mail it out to us, that'd be
awesome. He's
getting
better at sleeping. He really is getting better at it. And it's taken him, you know, a year to practice the whole sleep thing. So, you know.
Yeah, I didn't realize you actually had to teach someone how to sleep.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he doesn't like to miss anything. He's one of those kinds of creatures.
It is. Yeah. So I'm fascinated with all of the different things that you do. How did you bring it into TV? Like, how did you go from designing to real estate to television?
You know, honestly, it kind of came to me, as it still sort of does. I just, you know, I'm a real expert. I'm not just a, you know, a host, you know, that wants to be on television. I'm an expert. So people call me because they want the real deal and they want to know how to make something or change something or whatever they're looking for.
Totally cool.
I like that.
That's good. I'm an expert too. Apparently not enough of one. And I did some research on you and I saw your, is it the Viking Kitchen you did for the TV show Extra?
Yes, I did the kitchen on their set that all the cooks cook on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was really cool. And you had a design trick in the video that I saw where you made a little box and you put some, like, river rocks in it.
Oh, right.
I love that idea.
Oh, that's in the bathroom, you mean?
I couldn't tell what kind of room it was in. The video is pretty small.
Yeah, you could use it in a lot of different places, actually. But, yeah, it's really, all it is you could do this. All it is putting a little piece of molding along the edge of the floor.
Uh-huh.
Against, you know, like pull it out 2 feet from the wall and it creates like a little bed and then you fill it in with the rocks.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and you put lighting in there too, is that right?
Yes, so lighting underneath the cabinet so it shines down on the light, on the rocks.
And like a puck light kind of thing or rope light or?
I use that rope lighting.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's easy.
You can use whatever you want.
Okay, and did the rocks didn't look like I dug them out of my backyard?
You do need to go to the local hardware store, your lawn place, and there's a lot of different choices you can pick, you know, of rocks, but you could also just choose something different, you know, you could choose shells or a number of things.
Wow. Yeah, that's the stuff that is, I mean, I can build just about anything, but definitely not my bailiwick there.
Now, is that the kind of thing, I also read that you're working on a new book. Is that the kind of thing that we'd find in your new book that's coming out soon?
It is, yeah. The new book, it's called Sassy Tips, mm-hmm. where I give you all kinds of sassy tips from something really small, like how to turn a peanut can into something really fabulous for a centerpiece, and no one has any earthly idea it's a peanut can, to something much larger like what you're talking about with these river rocks.
Oh, wow.
That is cool.
And when does that book come out? Do you have a launch date yet?
It's set to be released in the early spring.
Okay. We'll look for that when it comes out.
Yeah.
We're going to do some webisodes, too, so people can see the actual tips in action, so you can get some really, you know, better ideas on how to really make it happen. So that'll be on my website.
Oh, that is so smart. Really?
Oh, yeah, like some how-to kind of stuff, like here's tab A, slot B kind of webisodes, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, just something quick and simple to really show you how, you know, it's one thing when you look in a book and you go, oh, okay, yeah, but then you never do it. But if you see me actually doing it and see that it's really not that hard, I think that people will be more likely to do it in their own homes.
I don't believe that you don't sleep. You can tell me anything you want. I'm not going to believe it.
I have a 3.5-year-old, so I don't sleep great.
Oh, yeah.
What model number do you have, B or G?
That's funny.
Oh,
I have a G.
Oh, you have a G?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. We have a G and a B.
We do. We have both models,
yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. We actually call G Sassy.
We do. Yeah, her name is Alexis, but we call her Sassy, though.
She's my assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could be. Oh. She could be mini Sassy.
All right.
To say that you would make a little girl's dreams come true would be a slight understatement.
Oh, my goodness. That is so true.
She does. She walks around and we pretend we're doing TV shows.
She does.
Interviews me.
Funny.
She has her own on-camera name that she uses, and she'll say, You know, today we're working on a project with Mark, and he's doing, yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, today we're doing a project with Daddy.
Yeah, it is pretty funny. Yeah.
She's eight.
Yeah, she would love to intern for you. So we'll send her resume, right, Mark?
That's right. It'll be a webisode.
Get them working young. I like that.
Now, what else? Because I know it's not just a book that's going to hit in the spring that you're working on. What's hot for you right now? Are you taping a new show? Are you? What are you doing?
Well, I have several different shows that I'm out there pitching and trying to make something happen. But for the meantime, we're going to just put them up as webisodes, like I mentioned on my site. To get the information out there to help people.
Okay.
So we'll be doing a lot of that. And I have a column in LA Parent Magazine that I'm doing now. So every month you'll be able to see a great tip on what you can do for your child's room.
Ooh.
Oh, you're kidding.
That sounds good.
We're totally going to steal that link and post it somewhere where we can post that link and steal it.
Yeah, well, we can share it with other people.
Oh, sharing.
Steal. That's,
yeah,
we share.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. And
I'm
sorry.
It's a really fun one coming up this month that you guys might like. It's not only do I suggest using chalkboard paint on children's walls or closet mm-hmm. doors, but I give you the recipe and how you can make your own, and so you can pick any color. It doesn't have to be black or green. It can be pink.
Oh, I like that.
Because I have been wanting to do that for the eight-year-old's room for a while because, you know, I'm not really a big fan of having a lot of things taped up, clutter on the walls. So,
right.
Yeah. And she
loves
to draw
and stuff.
Well, then,
okay. To take it a step further with this paint, you can also put the magnetic paint underneath it that has the metal filings in it.
Love it.
So not only is it, you know, you can chalk on it, but it's magnetic as well.
Oh, we so need to do that for her room.
You know, Nicole, you should be a designer.
Yeah, you really should be a designer. That's a great idea, Mark. I wonder why she hasn't thought of that before.
Now the shows that are in production and or being pitched and or are becoming webisodes, are they all design or is there some wall knocking downery or are they
well,
run the gamut?
Isn't that part of design, I always say? Yeah, it's a bit of both, yeah.
Awesome.
It's something that you could do in $5 for 5 minutes, or you know, if you have a $1 million mansion and you want to knock a wall down, and I can show you how to make your space better or to put a different material on there that you haven't thought of before, that'll be on there as well.
And will they be available on your website?
Yes. At first, that's where they're going to be, and then who knows?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you will let us know when those things go live and maybe we could revisit with you and re-talk about them because right now we have to go.
We do. And don't forget to check out Nicole at NicoleSassaman.com and we'll have a link from our website to hers. And we've already signed up to follow her on Twitter too from My Fix It Up Life. So we'll be able to check in and see what she's doing.
Is following someone on Twitter a form of stalking?
No, it's following.
I'm not really tuned in to what you're supposed to do. There's stealing, there's following. Nicole, we really appreciate you joining us on My Fix It Up Life. And hopefully you will join us again soon. We really had fun talking with you.
Thanks for having me. I would love to do that.
Take care and good luck.
Thank you, Nicole.
Okay.
And we'll
Thanks,
be back.
Guys.
Thank you. And we'll be back in just a minute with My Fix It Up Life.
Mark your calendars. My Fix It Up Life is the place to be for home improvement celebrities. If you want to know what's hot from their point of view, don't miss these upcoming My Fix It Up Life shows. Tune in December 26th when Christopher Lowell from Fine Living Network's Work That Room will be walking us through a post-holiday purge. And after the new year, we're getting help with our New Year's resolution to get more organized from DIY Network's Wasted Spaces Pro, Carl Champley, on January 2nd, and with Fit TV's Neat Professional Organizer Helen on January 9th. And Color Splash and HGTV design star David Romstad will be helping us navigate the world of color on January 23rd. Check out podcasts of My Fix It Up Life on iTunes and become a fan of the show on Facebook. Or follow us on Twitter to find out what's hot in home improvement during the week. And don't forget to enter to win cool gear and tools we're giving away every Saturday during My Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life is what's next in home improvement entertainment. I was walking down.
We're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and we're talking tools and women today.
Yeah, two of my favorite topics. I don't think I mentioned that except for 45 times.
Yeah, he's been talking about it all week. He's very excited. Tools and women, tools and women, tools and women. The only thing you have to add in there is beer, chips, and maybe the TV, and he would have his fantasy life.
All three of which I consider independent food groups.
Yeah, the only trade-off is the beach, whole beach fantasy that he had earlier.
That's a fourth food group. I'm almost done the food pyramid.
You've got a very strange food pyramid. and I don't like that women are included on your food pyramid. That's very kind of wrong.
Yeah, all right.
Anyways.
I'm gonna move away from that leitmotif. I tried to make it happen. That just didn't work.
It didn't work.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
And your English professors from college are all just, you know, crying right now. What happened to him?
My English professors, like, one of them knows me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They claim to not know you anymore, probably because of that.
So for the 40 million people I've just offended, mm-hmm. I issue my first public proclamation of apology.
An apology? That is so awesome. Well, we're talking about tools and women, and, you know, we're talking about what's got the power without the bulk and without all of the strain that goes along with it. And, you know, we had someone on our Facebook page comment this week, Andrea.
Yeah, Andrea Weirdenen.
Yes, and she says that she often steals her drill from her husband, but she wishes it was lighter. But she also says that lightweight drills don't equal the power she wants. And I totally agree with her. You know, Mark and I work on projects all the time at our house because, well, it's 100 years old and it needs a lot of work. So we're constantly working. But we don't always reach for the same tools. But, you know, in the category of drills, we do reach for the same tool.
Yeah,
because it is lighter weight and it has a lot of power. It's the impact driver.
Yeah, cordless impact drivers are where it's at. Now, they're pro-grade tools, as Teresa well knows, and they have a pro-grade price tag. Although there are some DIY and sort of mid-range impact drivers that are worth taking a look at.
Yeah, but if you are a woman working and doing a lot of projects, an impact driver, well, it costs more. Probably a good investment because it's so much easier to use.
Yes.
Totally a good idea.
They're
Andrew.
Loud, by the way.
They are.
Yeah, they make noise. Don't be intimidated by that. Easier to use. That's why I use them.
Yeah, it totally. Yeah. But, you know, one tool that we don't reach for the same tool when we're cutting things usually with a circular saw because Mark's got these saws that are like these worm drives that are, you know, bigger than our sun.
They're not that big.
They're huge. Yeah. Absolutely. You got a blade in the mail the other, what, you know, that was to cut down trees or something?
Not exactly.
Yeah. Huge.
Not exactly. A tool company asked me to look at a new beam cutting saw, 10-inch.
Oh, beam cutting. Okay.
As a beam cutter.
Yeah.
So it's not you're not cutting 2x4s with this thing.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So that rocks. But yes, I use worm drive saws. And for those of you who prowl the tool aisle, you'll notice those are the heavier, longer circular saws. And yeah, they weigh 15 pounds, but they get it done.
They do. And 15 pounds doesn't sound like a lot. You know, my son is 30 pounds and I carry him around everywhere.
How about my son? How much does he weigh?
I don't carry him around. I carry my son around. Uh-huh. And, you know, he weighs twice as much. But, you know, carrying a saw around is one thing. But using it and making sure that you're safe and that you do a good job is a whole nother thing.
And being in control of tools, as we all know, is really important. Not to mention, Jack will bite you, but he won't cut your toe off.
No, he does bite, though.
Yeah.
It only bites me, I think. But anyway, so usually I reach for a smaller circular saw, like the Rigid Fuego.
Yeah, that's a 6.5-inch bladed circular saw, and I've used that. I wrote it up for, was it Professional Deck Builder? We did a tool review for that one?
I don't really know.
I remember building a fence with it. I know that.
I think there's a review on my Fix It Up Life for that one.
Yeah, check out my Fix It Up Life, and you will learn everything you ever wanted to know.
But it is. It's so much easier to manage, and it gets the job done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were using the other Fuego tool we have by Rigid, the reciprocating saw, just this week.
I was. And we talked about that a couple weeks ago. And like I said, it's totally cute. It is.
We're going to go to the totally cute file.
It is. It's very powerful. It gets the job done, but it is cute. It's like a little baby one.
Okay. If you want to know, if you visit myfixitoplife.com or you talk with us on Facebook, which a lot of you do, and we appreciate it. If you want to know what falls into the totally cute category, you're going to have to ask Teresa directly for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll do a totally cute file.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think it's important to have cute tools.
What, you have cute tools. You have cute gloves.
Well, I do have cute gloves, and I usually use my mechanics gloves because not only are they awesome and comfortable, but, you know, and they're designed for a woman's hands, you know, because we're smaller than you big burly men. But they're also pink camo.
Yeah.
So they're totally
So if you
cute.
Get lost in a pink forest, you can't find them.
You totally can't see my hands if you're in a pink forest. It's, you know, I'm doing stealth work.
Yes, but you also, we work, watch this. This is a good one. Mm. My wife and I work hand in glove.
Oh, my goodness.
See? Yeah, JT's nodding. He's technically, that's a very rich joke. Probably no one's going to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But we do. We work hand in glove, side by side.
We do. We hold hands while we work, too. It kind of makes some work get, you know, hard to do, especially when we're carrying lumber. But, you know, we do it.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. We sing songs and giggle.
That's right.
No, we don't.
No. But one of the tools we use in working together is the jaw horse.
Oh, yeah. The jaw horse makes things so much easier. I can't even begin to describe how easy things are.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to set things up on it as a work surface or holding anything up. I mean, it really does. And it's easy to carry, too, which is something is so important to me. You know, that things are easy to carry.
And honestly, you know, I take the lead in some of these home improvement projects that we do. And there's a lot of, hey, could you get this? And would you get that? And would you hold this? And Teresa goes to the jaw horse, which she can move around from the front yard to the backyard and around the house.
It's a great work. So, it, you know, if you use, yeah, for a work surface, you really can set up a nice one. Because we have a cut station that Mark's built out of a piece of plywood.
Mm-hmm.
And that is wonderful to work on, but he has to set it up because, oh my goodness, it's heavy and cumbersome.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So one of the keys is mobility.
Yes. And so anything on wheels is a key for me.
Which is like the carpenter's carts that you designed and built just like Nicole Sassman. You're just like Nicole Sassman.
I am totally like her, except I don't have the Gucci tool belt.
The carpenter's carts that you did build,
I did build them.
Yeah, she did build them real good.
I spent a whole weekend building these carts, and it's basically a piece of plywood and some 2x4s and some casters.
Yeah, wheels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we put all kinds of things on them that are heavy in our shop so that it's easy to, you know, move things around and set up for a project. So things that I would never be able to move, I can move.
Bags of concrete.
Exactly.
I use them in the middle of room by room remodeling, too. I put stuff on them and then wheel it around.
Yeah.
When the things inevitably get in the way.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I thought of one this week that we didn't have on our list.
What's that?
The Werner rolling scaffold.
Oh, I love that too.
That is the best. I'm doing the quote thing with my fingers. Step ladder ever. It's stable. It's easy to move around. You can adjust the height, and it folds up and stows away very easily.
Yeah, it's definitely easy to set up, and then you have a long work surface too. When you use a ladder, it can be a little cumbersome.
Yeah,
and you know, this is actually folds up and it's easy to stow too.
Yeah.
And you don't have to keep climbing down the ladder, climbing back up the ladder, climbing down the ladder, climbing. You have like 4 feet of space to work, which is awesome.
Yeah. And you feel comfortable on top of that, don't you?
I totally do.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Totally. Okay. Totally again. So that's totally cute.
One of the most important things though is tool belt.
Yeah. No question.
I don't have a Gucci one, but you know, I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out, you know, a good tool belt that fits me and it doesn't get in the way when I'm climbing up and down a ladder and stows everything I want in it too. And I've spent hours at home improvement centers trying on tool belts and, you know, bending
made,
and
That were made for guys.
That were made for guys. And, you know, guys are bigger, so they've got more room to, you know, hang things off of them, I guess is, you know, the best way of describing it.
I've seen guys walking around job sites. I don't think there's anything they don't own that's in those tool pouches. So yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. So I've been turned on to a new tool belt recently from Girl Gear Industries. It's pink. It's cute.
Totally.
And it's comfortable, and I love it. And we're giving away the little girl's version coming up soon on our show, too.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So I think we probably have to take a break.
We've got to take a break. Well, let's get back with a giveaway.
Oh, let's come back, and we'll give away our prizes on today's show.
We'll see you soon, and we'll see you next on My Fix It Up Life.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Mark Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
You are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we are at the big reveal, the big giveaway. I'm going to start talking radio announcer voice. I just have to find out what it is.
Well, I can do a radio announcer voice.
Let's hear it.
Well, I don't know if I can do it right now. You're making me laugh. It's like you're tickling me from afar, honey.
You are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa for our giveaway section. Behind door number one, we have...
I think you just grew in height. And you just grew some chest hair, too, all at once. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've got a lot of special party tricks I can do.
Yeah, we don't want to go into them.
Okay, we do have some great giveaways.
We do. Which one do you want to give away first? Do you want to give away the tool belts for the kids?
Ooh, you know what? That would be good.
Let's do that one first.
Yeah, youth before beauty.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that.
I would have to remark that we don't know what the people look like who won the prizes, so we can't comment on their beauty.
No, but we can guarantee the children are young.
Yeah. Usually when you're young, you're beautiful as well. So Mark, who won the tool belts?
Well, I got a great email from the Jenkins family in Durham, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to guess that Sarah is the mom.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm going to read her email quickly, which says, "I don't think these kinds of tool belts were invented when I was a little girl, but I know I would have wanted one. My dad was always fixing things up around our house. Now I'm the fixer-upper, and I always have a project or two in the works. I know our 7-year-old will love the pink one. How cute. She can work with me in the garden this summer. I know she'll use it for her other toys, too. Our two boys will get a big charge out of it. We're having our basement refinished, and they are fascinated with the other guy's tools, so they will totally dig this." So Sarah from Durham, North Carolina, those three tool belts are yours.
And our winner for the Passload fuel-powered cordless 16-gauge angled finish nailer is from East Tennessee, Ralph. He wrote to us and said, "4 years ago, I started remodeling our house," and he listed a bunch of projects that he's doing. He says,
yeah,
"I ran out
awesome.
Of money to buy new doors, so I started putting up new trim around them. My luck finally ran out. My nailer quit working, and I couldn't fix it. So now I have several doors without trim and some doors with trim, but I also have doors that the trim is fastened down with double-sided tape, And in some places, the top pieces are just resting on the side pieces.
Guillotine.
Now, when we have visitors, I go through and make sure all the pieces are in place. And he says that it scares some people, scares his wife, it upsets her. So he just won, and hopefully he'll be able to finish that project. And, you know, we are also giving away the Stanley Do-It-Herself tool set to our caller that asked us a question earlier on the show,
yeah,
Molly.
Molly, she had all the pieces of the puzzle. She's got projects coming up. She's got a new house. She's getting married. I mean, she needs it.
She does, and she begged us, basically, during the commercial for it. So
congratulations, Molly, in Boston.
And on next week's show, the theme is Won't You Be My Neighbor? And we're going to have the executive producer of Sesame Street on, Carolyn Parente. And Paige Hemmes will be joining us from Extreme Makeover Home Edition. And author Caroline Tiger, the author of How to Behave, just in time for holiday parties and family get-togethers. Kind of a refresher course on modern manners.
And what do we have up for grabs next week?
Rockwell's Jaw Horse.
Rock on.
And so email us why you want to win the Jaw Horse. And you might just win. info@myfixituplife.com.
Check us out online at myfixituplife.com. Check us out on Facebook and become our fan for special insider news.
Follow us on Twitter.
And tune in next Saturday at noon.
My Fix It Up Life.